BMW Mobile.
Could you believe it stopped raining here?
Come on, 290, and it's still raining where I'm at.
Now, since you're coming to monsoon here.
We're down the mountain this morning.
Pretty bad, man. The ditch across from the subdivision is full. It won't be much. It'll be out in the road.
At least for it to go down here.
Might not rain too much.
We're not done yet.
Bad it wasn't cold enough to snow.
No, it was cold enough.
Today, got to go to Anderson after work.
Well, be careful. I think it's supposed to still be raining.
About 10.
Now, I thought it was supposed to rain pretty much all day.
Else this morning?
Just me and you.
Early this morning, somehow.
It's happening, but I've been early for the last month.
All at the same time?
Also, I don't really pay any attention to, you know, when I leave. Alarm clock goes off, I get ready, I leave.
I sit at the table from 5 to 5:30 and drink coffee, watch the news, and then 5:30 and I head to the car.
Been wanting to do that. I get up, I get dressed, and go. Just the way I've always been.
AEF, folks.
KO4 HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4 TSW.
Morning, Patrick.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing as Patrick. I
get out of bed, take a shower, and then I can get ready to leave. That's it.
Rushed when I do that.
I'm in the convenience store. KO4 CES clear.
People are learning how to dim their bright lights.
It has that auto mode, and man, I hate that I have to turn it off every day because it just, I mean, they come on, off, on, off, on, off, and it's just aggravating.
Hardly ever turn my bright lights on.
I do. It'll be, you know, I'll be on a remote road and it'll be, you know, dark and not any other vehicles before I turn them on.
I am. The little two-lane road I'm traveling from the house to Hendersonville. I'll turn them on there when it's just me, because watching for deer and stuff like that on that side of the road, but other than that, I really don't use my bright lights.
Me and my cousin last night, and her son takes that some kind of ADHD medicine or whatever, and I guess there's a shortage. The drugstores haven't had any in a month.
I've been hearing that there's shortages, a lot of medication. I know my wife's had problems getting her diabetic medication. They've been running low on it.
Shortage to make it or a shipping issue?
I don't know, and I don't think anybody else does either.
No, I'm still here. It's just a few cars around me, and they're kicking up all kinds of road spray. You know how they don't pay attention to what the weather is. They just keep driving like they normally do.
Worse, because you're trying to take a little bit of extra time.
You're not leaving early, you know what I mean? You can take your time if you need to.
290's so rough anymore, you can't be doing any kind of speed down through here. You'll be off the road for sure.
Imagine how rough it is. I know how rough it is in my pickup. And that with the, you know, stiffer suspension, I just can only imagine in your truck. Everything be falling off of the shelf.
It does, even with the air ride. And still rough. But it's like they don't care to do anything about it. At all out through here.
Something with all those subdivisions going in out through there, like the one at Sandy Flats and everything.
Yeah, now there's another one going out there where 290 comes back on the 25. I seen the sign this morning where they're doing what do they call it? All the legal stuff to zone it for a housing development.
Wait a minute, I'm going in a bad spot. CES mobile.
Drew, be careful out there.
I'm pretty good now.
Picking up too.
4 CS. 10 degrees and we'd have some white stuff.
We're up at the house. It could have snowed at that temperature, but the ground's too warm. It wouldn't.
Now yesterday, it was supposed to get down in the 20s one morning. It was like 29, high 20s, whatever it is. I think it's, it might be Saturday night, Sunday morning. I'm not sure, but either way, I'm gonna be cold.
Kentucky this weekend, and I think the high is supposed to be like 34, and then the low is in the low 20s.
Go up to Kentucky.
Morning. Saturday, come back Sunday. 5 hours, depending on traffic. It's like 200, and, I want to say 230 miles.
You've told me this before, but what part of Kentucky does she live in?
City called Junction City, but the closest big town, if you want to call it, is Danville. It's about like Greer and that, but it's kind of like central, and that is the west, about an hour west of I-75.
Going up 75 and then getting off.
I jump off, it takes me about another 45, 50 minutes, because it's, you know, some red lights and the back roads and stuff like that. Man, it is coming down here in Lyman.
And I'm sliding up a little bit here in Spartanburg, but I wasn't going to speed limit.
And the standing water is what's getting me, and it's making my brakes wet.
It's a... Leave an hour and a half early. You can take your time if you need to.
I can get off the road before it gets crowded. Let's put it that way.
Already a couple of wrecks on the interstate this morning.
Plenty of them today, including out here on Wade Hampton. Looks like there already is one. I'm coming up on it now. In front of the Starbucks.
Bad wreck right there. And that told her about his car.
Just don't mind if that's your time, unfortunately.
There's two of them tangled up right there in the center of Wade Hampton.
Big many cars out there, and it can't be like you didn't see it.
You wonder how they did that, because it's flat and level right there, and you can see a long ways in both directions.
Speeding, you can't tell in the dark how fast they're going, you know, so they just underestimated it. Or, boy, you ought to see it in the busy time there, that Starbucks, where they're all lined up on the side of the road, and then people pull out for sure and they can't even see.
I deal with that every Thursday.
River running down the side of the road here.
There. I'm almost to my destination, and I can park this thing for a little while.
Call me on the phone. She knows I can't hear nothing in the truck.
One thing in the truck.
And I don't have any kind of Bluetooth speaker, nothing, so it's all on the phone.
Volume turned all the way up on that?
In a console, and it's kind of facing up. That way APRS is going, but... I mean, I can hear what she's saying, but it's not easy to do. I mean, it's just not something I enjoy doing in the truck. And the truck's louder, and with the rain smacking on the windows, it's a lot more challenging today.
Got the radio, right?
It rained right at me. It's not good today.
The sun visor, Bluetooth, like speakers, and a mic that I used to hang on the sun visor when, you know, I mean, before I had a vehicle that had Bluetooth.
A little monophone with the boom mic.
Well, I used the LG Tune 1125. Goes around under the collar of my shirt, and I just pulled the earpiece out, and there we go.
Something that hooks around my ear. Man, I just can't hardly keep them in. I've tried, like, the iPods and all those things. They just don't ever work for me.
A hook around your ear, it's just got a little earbuds you pull out. It's got a little cord to it, and you put it in your ear. And then when you're done, you just give it a little tug, and it automatically rolls it back up into the headset.
It's around your neck.
It goes around my neck. I call it my radio tracking collar. And I wear it under the collar of my shirt, so I don't even know it's there, and nobody else does unless I'm on the phone.
That's a good idea.
One of those would be bad.
Picture of it here in a little while, and that way you know what it is.
Yeah, 40. I'm driving this way and get up on the interstate.
Double weed for a minute, can't you?
JCA.
Okay,
good morning, Miss Sally. Okay, N4 TFW. Good morning, Miss Sally, Miss Ashley.
Morning, kid. I don't know, does Eric get here too? I don't want to forget him. Okay, it's your JCA.
Man, tell Ashley to leave a little bit early because the rain is just really, really bad this morning. A lot of standing water. And we haven't heard Eric this morning yet.
I'm getting that car this morning.
Hey, Sally, I was just watching the weather. I told her to be careful going down the hallway. I didn't want her to hydroplane.
God almighty.
It's a tough commute, you know, walking down that hallway, fighting all that traffic.
I wouldn't know how to handle that.
Yeah, but you probably run into some strange characters walking down the hallway every once in a while.
Walks by the mirror. Patrick, did you by chance log into the Bridge Cup or live last night?
I was doing my business stuff then.
Wait, there are probably 250 customers that are really ticked off right now. The tooth bike that we just got? Well, yesterday I hooked it up, and it works, but apparently not all the features work on it right now. Apparently, after it was released from the factory and being shipped on the slow boat from overseas to here, they did an upgrade because they found some problems with it. So needless to say, BridgeTop has got the updates and so forth, but you need an old Android phone version 4.something to version 7.something in order to update the microphone file. And if you don't have that, you can send the microphone and the radio back to BridgeTop and they'll reprogram it with the correct software version update for $60.
Imagine there are going to be a lot of very angry customers over that.
85 North yet?
85 North, I got on at the 66.
So 60, okay. I was going to tell you, exit 60 right after it's popped off because they got wrecked. Y'all carry on, sorry.
But yeah, so I'm waiting to see what happens. Jerry's going to see if he has an old Android phone that has the version 4.something to 7.something so I can try to update it. If not, I don't know if I want to call him and tell him, just tell him, hey, look, I want to return the microphone.
Let me know. I think I've got one or two laying around.
It's been so long since I've used an Android phone because you have to connect it to your computer, your laptop, then you have to move this APK file over to the Android in order to get it to do the update. I mean, it is a lengthy process.
I'm one of the rare few that I hate an iPhone. I just don't like anything about them.
About Android, my brother-in-law talked me into one time, and it's like, man, I hated that thing. I had to get rid of it.
Go ahead. I used to have Android, and I did like it, but they came out with some features that made it easier for us to, when Ashley started going out, it made it easier for us to keep in touch with her without having to call her all the time and talk to her, you know, just being, I guess, overprotective parents, I guess. But, I mean, she's a good girl. She doesn't get in trouble. She calls us, like when she gets off work late at night, she calls us because the elevator goes out to a parking garage, and a lot of times she's in the elevator by herself, and we just kind of keep her company until she gets to her car. KA3JCA.
Lou, I missed it. I missed all that.
They took orders 3-4 months ago for this new Bluetooth microphone for the 578. And it's about the size of a little packet of cigarettes. Not the whole carton, just a little pack. So it's about that size. The screen is a little bit bigger than what the display of the radio is, and so forth like that. Well, they placed the order. The order was shipped, and in transit, apparently some things were found, and so an update came out. Well, instead of applying this update to the radios or to the microphones, they just sent them out to everybody, because apparently the update that's required is an update to the 578 and to the microphone both. So if you don't have an old Android phone, you're going to have to send it back into BridgeCom, because they're charging a $60 fee.
That would definitely piss me off. I got to pay money to get it updated.
Using, I guess, an Android device, because you have to... It's based off of Windows technology, so you have to go in and update it using the iPhone, or not the iPhone, I'm sorry, the Android phone, because you have to copy some APK files over to your Android to get it to update the firmware for the Bluetooth device on the radio and so forth. But once it's updated, then you can go back to normal updates as regular, but this is just something to do with, baseband update for the radio / microphone / Bluetooth board for version 104 to 106. So, but I'm going to give it a shot first. Jerry's looking for N4JBM is looking for an Android for me to see if he has one. If not, I'll just put some feelers out and see if somebody's got something I can borrow just temporarily.
HX, I know I do. I've got a couple of tablets and Android phones laying around, so just let me know.
I'm curious, though, if you could use a, you know, something like BlueStacks that acts as basically an Android phone. I mean, it runs in Windows, so it's like an emulator. I wonder if that would work for doing what you needed to do, but you'd have to have Bluetooth on the laptop. I'm not sure, but I'd be curious.
One question was asked last night if you have... If you could do it with a virtual machine on your Windows laptop where you have an emulator that would emulate it and so forth like that. So they did not have an answer for that question, but they told the guy if he wanted to try it, it worked. They did the notes so that everybody could update it themselves. But if not, you just have to send the radio and the microphone, the new Bluetooth mic, back. They'll reprogram it. It comes back to you. Basically reflashed, reprovisioned, so that it's like brand new out of the box again. So that they also tell everybody, before you send it in, make sure you copy your code plug, because when it comes back, it's going to be wiped clean.
I'd try something. It's called BlueStacks. I've used it plenty of times, and you can pick kind of what phone, and it'll let you go back a few OSs and stuff like that. So it might work. I don't know if it'll use the Bluetooth functionality of the computer, but it might. So anyway, gentlemen, I am here in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. I'm going to get out here and wade into the plant. So y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road. Richard, you and the family, I hope you have a good day. And Ken, be safe on the rest of your way to work. And Patrick, while you're out and about. KO4CEF, I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, KO4HX, be safe going in.
7-3, Andrew, KN4GFW.
7-3, Andrew, KA3JCA, and I did, I'm downloading BlueStacks now.
That big a deal if they wouldn't charge him the $60. people would be pretty understanding about that since it's a new product coming out. Wouldn't be that big a deal. That $60 is what's making everybody mad.
And you know what? Even if it was $10 or $15, I think I would pay that first. But you're talking, I know that they took an initial order of like 250 orders for their initial order. So you figure everybody that got on the waiting list and got it ahead of time so they would have it for Christmas times $60. And yeah, granted they spent their time to figure it out real quick, but they got the notes directly from the factory, so it didn't take them that long to do it. And the guy was able to do it one day, so once they get somebody that knows what they're doing, he could probably whip out 3 or 4 radios an hour.
Thing is, I'd still be mad even at the $15. I bought a brand new product that should work. Now you're telling me to send it in and have it fixed under the warranty that is going to cost me $60. You will never get my business again.
Look at it. I'm going to give it a shot. And I'm not going to take any of the screws out of it or anything like that, but I'm going to try it today. And if it doesn't, then I'm just going to send it back and say, hey, give me my money back.
Later.
Send me to fix something that you told me would work is where the issue is at. Not that they're having an issue with the product. I get that because it's a new product, new release, brand new technology. I understand that. But charging me to fix it is where I have the real issue. And if you, and a company ever does that, I'm done with you. I won't buy your product. I will never recommend you for anything. I mean, that's just underhanded and dirty.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to try it myself, but like I said, if I can't get it to work, then what I'm going to do is I'll just call them and say, hey, look, I'm not happy with it. I'm going to return it and just give me my credit back. Somebody else, you can sell it to somebody else if you want to.
How much is it really going to cost them to fix 250 microphones when all it needs is a software update? It's just a little bit of time. Literally, if they had them there, they can have them done in a couple of days with one or two people, and that's it. So why are you charging your customer? Why would you do that? And then all these other people are going to find out about that, and you're going to lose all this business over wanting to charge that. That is just ridiculous, in my opinion.
I agree with you. And you could tell last night on the YouTube, there were a lot of people didn't think it was right, you know, and so forth like that. And of course, they're trying to play it off as well. You know, they didn't know about it, but they're using their bad hours to fix the radio. I mean, it's crazy. Like I said, yeah, I know that the instructions come with it, how to do it yourself. But you know, what really was the kicker for me is I'm an iPhone user, and I don't have an old Android. So the number of people out there that didn't have it. But I think I'm going to try. I just downloaded that BlueStacks that Andrew was talking about, and I'm going to give it a shot and probably see if that works today, KA3JCA.
The reason why I don't like the iPhone is because they don't want to play with everybody else. That's my problem with MacBook and iPhone and all that, is you can't. There's no cross-platform with them.
There was something on the news the other day on one of the Twitter feeds or something feed, but apparently all the new electronics coming out starting either next year or it's 2024 have to have the USB-C connector, so Apple can't put their own lightning connector on the phones anymore. It has to be a USB-C charge port.
Mark yet, KO4HKX, and I'll be back to you in a minute, Richard.
About 200 yards from turning down the road to the gate, KN4GFW.
I'm going to check on you and make sure you're still there.
With it, 7-3, sir, you have a good day at work and so forth. And we'll make sure you make it there safe to work, KN3JCA.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and sign with you guys on that, and I appreciate it. You everybody be safe out there in the rain, and Richard and Sally and Ashley and Patrick. You guys have an awesome day, and I'll probably be on later today. I got to get off at 3, and we got to go to Anderson for cookies with Santa at the school, and then I'll be coming back. So I'll be on later today. KN4 TFW.
Sorry to call you Andrew, Ken, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. I should be around. KO4 HKX.
7-3 there, Ken. And enjoy the cookies and milk. That thing you were talking about under your shirt collar, you're referring to the LG Bluetooth headphone? The retractable earpiece where the wire goes back inside the headset?
Yes, it does.
Because Sally was, she heard the tail end of that earlier, and I was telling her it was like the ones, I used to have a pair of those, and it, my neck is kind of so big, it was kind of restricting for me, so I gave them to Ashley, because Ashley will go through a pair of earphones or headphones, Bluetooth, or wired. Yeah, it works on the iPhone, Sally. So, but yeah, I'll have to show her the ones that I have. Because she had a pair too before, but she just doesn't remember it.
I'm on my second set of them. The first set lasted, what, 5 years or so. And I bought this other set, and I had it in backup just in case. And so I'll try to keep one laying there ready to go because I use them every day. So, it, like I said, I like mine.
I made a Best Buy, and then I paid the $29 for the replacement cost if something happens to it. Because, like I said, that little insurance plan, it gives you like a 2-year warranty or whatever on it. But Ashley goes through those kind of headphones very, very quickly. So it usually breaks before the warranty expires. So they just, you take them to Best Buy, they replace them. And then all you have to do is just buy the new warranty again on the pair they give you for free. So your bottom line is you basically pay $29-$30 every time you replace it, but that gives you another two-year warranty on them.
I just sent you Amazon link to the ones I have. And like I said, I've used my last set for 5 years, and I can still use it. But I have to hold the earbud, the wire is finally coming out of the end of it and giving me problems on the connection. That's where it finally gave me problems. But like I said, if it lasted 5 years, I got my money's worth out of it.
And plus, the way you use it, you know, you're a little bit more responsible than a teenager is. Well, actually, she's not a teenager anymore, but yeah. So yeah, that looks like it's the same one.
I don't want something over my head while I'm driving and distracting me and annoying me, and I don't like the little earbuds because they just fall out. And then what do I do with them when I'm not talking on the phone? And I don't want it just stuck in my ear all the time because I'm not listening to music like that. I don't know, this just works better for me. And where I can put it under my collar and nobody even knows I have it until I go to pull it out. And it vibrates when I have a phone call or a text message. So it lets me know my phone's ringing and I ain't even got my phone with me.
Well, I like it. So the first pair I had, the wire did not retract. So you basically had that around your neck, and then you had like the earpieces hanging down on the wire. And that's why I ended up, eventually, I think I gave that one to Sally and I bought the retractable one for myself. And then, like I said, the retractable one just seemed to be a little bit tighter. But, yep, that's the same bottle that I'm looking at right there.
Unlike you, I got a big neck. I have to wear a 20-inch shirt. And it fits me, so I don't have any issue with it, especially under the collar. I don't like it when I don't have a collared shirt on. I won't wear it. It annoys me then. So that's just what works for me.
Bothered my neck too, Patrick, is that I used to wear like a collared shirts all the time, polo shirt or stuff like that. And then Sally found these, I think they're called Henley shirts. It's like a T-shirt, but it has the top three or four, has buttons on the front of the shirt, and you could get it with or without pocket. So we started wearing those for a while, but then, like I said, I don't like it rubbing on my neck. So that's why I kind of just, that's one of the reasons I got rid of them. So, but, oh, God, are you down in the area now? You're already off the side of the mountain?
Stop since you got on the radio.
A little late this morning. I was up at 3 o'clock because the dogs got me up this morning. I hate it because you try to get them to go out and potty, and it's raining, and they won't. And then halfway through the night, they start barking, and it's still raining. It hasn't given up. Now they'll get up and go to the bathroom. So then it's like I couldn't go back to sleep.
I have to usually walk out with mine with an umbrella to get her to go at night when it's raining like this. But that way I ain't got to get up in the middle of the night. So we make it work. But I know what you're talking about. But the guys are starting to arrive, so I'm going to say 7-3s. You and Miss Sally and Ashley, hey, be safe out there today, and hopefully no traffic jams going down the hallway. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3s.
All right, Patrick, you too. Have a safe day, and you watch the roads out there. The Indians that don't know how to drive on wet roads there. So, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'll be on and off throughout the day. I'm going to take some medicine and lay back down for a little bit. Maybe I could doze off and get an hour or so sleep. So 7-3 KA3 JCA.